What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So you guys know I've been playing that license plate game.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you at?
I'm looking for 17. So
I'm looking for 14.
Oh, you're catching up.
Yeah, dude. There was one day I hit like four in a row on one drive. It was electric.
It's such a rush.
I gave up on zero.
Okay. I just started.
Very good.
I've seen like 20s, like triple zeros.
Oh, yeah. But the thing is, I was paying attention that first day and then I just stopped. I was like, I just don't feel like it. Yeah.
For the people who never caught the episode, the game is basically the license plate game. And to enter it, you wait until you see a car that has 000 at the end of the license plate. Most states have it. Some states don't.
You have to be in a state that has like three numbers in a row.
Florida, I realize, does not have that friendly of a license plate to play the game. But once you see that, then you look for number one, and then you look for number two, and you play that until you get to 999, which will take a couple years, but it's a fun game. But
I think you have to have the privilege to even have the mindset for that game. I feel like you have to have nothing going on in your day to be able to like really focus on that. I get in my car and I'm on like two phone calls and I'm stressed out, and the last thing I want to do is to find a fucking license plate that has triple zeros on it. I'm just stressed already.
I hate a driving phone call conversation. I really don't.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Call me when I get home.
It's the best time to do a phone call because you're not doing anything but driving, and you can't text while you're driving. You can't answer emails, but you can take a call. So to me, it's just like you're getting two jobs done at once.
Heath, what do you think?
Two birds with one stone. Yeah. I tried to play it. Tennessee is also not friendly with a license plate game. Half of them work, half of them don't, because there's this weird thing. Sometimes the numbers are first, and then sometimes the letters are first.
Yes.
So it all depends. There's the license plate out here. It basically, I think it's numbers first, and your plate says "In God We Trust."
Oh, of course.
And then if you opt for the "No In God We Trust," it puts the letters first, I think, or it's either one way or the other.
Oh, interesting.
Wait, where's "In God We Trust"?
Probably in the middle, maybe around the little emblem.
I think it's
There's
right
so
below.
Many different editions above the stars, probably the little Dragon Ball looking thing.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
But I'll say on the side of playing the license plate game, I've been playing just the state plate game where if you see a picture of a state,
you collect it.
Oh, that's good.
Since
that's fun.
I've started, I'm now at 31. And guess what I found today right in front of me on the road?
George Clooney.
What state? No, what state do you think?
Hawaii.
Close. It would be probably the second rarest, but
Alaska.
Alaska? Oh, damn. Okay, maybe third.
What's Maine.
Warm.
Rhode
now you're warm.
Island. Rhode Island.
I saw Rhode Island. It's the smallest state, so I feel like the odds are pretty small to come across that one.
You know, I feel like everybody up there loves a road trip. I could feel it.
It's in the name.
It's just like a road trip type thing. Yeah.
But you remember like in Cat in the Hat where he's like, they're driving the car and he's like, stop! A Rhode Island license plate. You know, you never see those.
I've never seen that movie.
Oh, well, you should.
I know.
Honey,
I know.
It was ruined when she bought it.
I learned a fun fact about California license plates because I was curious. I was like, oh, how many combinations are there with like the setup that we have, right? Like number, three letters, three numbers. Turns out there's 158 million different combinations you can make with that, which just blew my mind. But also with that, that combination is being retired this year because we've reached the end.
Oh,
no way.
And so there, California is going to switch at some point in this year to a different format.
Oh, they're going to do the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, it could ruin my game.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
Well,
so they're probably just going to add another one, right? Like another digit.
No,
or they're going to make a new.
I think they're switching around how, like, the numbers and letters and like what order they come in and stuff like that.
I thought they always just keep switching it until I thought there was really no end.
I don't ever
just keep either switching it or
stuff
adding
expires.
It.
And if it expires, like an old license plate, like ones that like Barney Beanery on the walls, you know?
Okay. So they're switching around the sequence. So now it'll be three numbers, three letters, then end with one number.
Oh my gosh. It's going to mess up my game.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Can you look up what is the rarest state license plate to come across? But maybe it also depends where you live.
Matt, I feel like you could still play that game and just the numbers in the front are like,
yes,
also count. As long as three numbers are together that are separated from the letters, you could still play the game.
We'll amend it. But okay, Alaska though is the rarest.
Oh, I love that license plate. Look at that.
That is the Mewtwo of license plates.
Actually, that looks like a European license plate. Like, that's something you would see on the back of a boofy car.
Yes, I think so. It has a nice little color palette to it. I love a good turquoise or, like, teal New Mexico license plate.
Oh, mm-hmm. Those are fun.
I've never seen that. A teal license plate?
Yeah, it, like, stands out.
The whole thing?
I think, yeah, most of it. Or at least it used to be like that. Like that.
Oh, yes. Oh, I love that. Never seen that before.
What's your favorite state plate? Just the generic one, not, New like, Mexico. The novelty...
I can't tell you, Heath, because I didn't even know this one existed. I need to see all of them.
New Mexico has changed, but that used to be very popular, I think, for a long time. So I'm going to go with New Mexico.
I mean, that blue one is beautiful. I would love to have that on my car.
I like New York's is pretty iconic.
New York's is pretty iconic, yeah.
Let me see New York's.
Oh, it's yellow with like a little bit of blue. Kind of looks like Alaska,
Basic plate. Yes. Like that just...
That one's sick, yeah.
It's just clean. Like, I hated Florida with the big-ass orange in the center. I'm like, oh.
It's kind of cute.
It just looked bad on every car.
I just don't like the white plate. I like the color. I like the color plates.
Oh, but Florida, that looks juicy. I'd eat that orange.
Wait, why does the Florida one have a Jewish star on it?
Where?
There's different kinds. There's a lot of Jewish people who live in Florida.
Oh, I thought it was like... That was the Florida license plate with the Jewish license. I'm like, what?
It's when you are buying for your license plate, you can upgrade on all different types.
Yeah, you do whatever you want.
There's also that one I see in California that's that kind of like e-ink. Like, it looks like it's a Kindle. Like, it looks almost like it's digital.
It's a new digital one. Yes, it is.
Oh, it is digital.
Wait.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I've never seen... what the hell?
What?
What the hell?
Yeah, David, this one.
Oh, those
David
are new
has
car.
It on his car.
Those are new car plates.
Why make it digital? Why do license plates need to be digital? I don't understand that.
Oh, that's a digital screen.
Yes. Yeah.
No, that's a terrible idea. Literally, you just imagine you're passing a cop, change it.
Your battery goes out and you're just riding around with no plate.
Yeah, I know. That's silly.
Are they making those in prison? Don't they make license plates in prison?
There goes their jobs. They're not gonna let now it's
now they gotta learn how to solder and wire these plates.
How many license plates are made in prison? So yes, they certainly are made in prisons. California, every single license plate in the state, 45,000 to 50,000 license plates a day are made at Folsom State Prison.
Holy shit. Hey,
wow.
Shout out Johnny Cash. Michigan makes them, and New York and North Carolina. Those are the ones that are coming up on Google right now.
All right, let's run that intro, Bookies.
Yeah, run it.
All right.
Bookies, it's time. Bookies, it's time to get this day started. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
3, 2, 1. It's coffee time,
baby. Let's go. Mm. Damn, I was really trying to hit that note.
You were stretching
all the way
that one
to the end. Welcome back to Zane Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
I'm Jared.
And I really was expecting Mariah's name in that one. That was crazy. I was like,
sometimes you feel it.
And I just saw her.
Yeah,
so that's that.
True.
That makes a lot of sense. What do you call it? Have you guys seen all the videos going around of a New York?
After
the game?
Knicks, yeah.
After the next
game? Oh, what? Did they destroy it?
It's just insane.
Win or lose?
They lost last night.
But there was like videos of people like beating up people in
Spurs jerseys.
They're making them take it off. Like literally, like, dude, this guy had like blood all over his face and they're just like, bro, just take it off. Just take it off. And I think it's crazy that
I don't get it.
You're even in that position where you're just like, the only way you can stop getting beat up is to take off this Knicks jersey.
Trump shouldn't have gone. They would have won.
God,
Trump decided to go, had all this, secret service there that caused everyone to cause massive traffic, people to get into the game late, ruin the vibe. Everybody booed him. I feel like if he just sat home.
Is he a Knicks fan?
He's from New York.
He's Trump. What was the score?
Was it tied?
They were down by like two or three points, The Spurs, I think, won by like 3 points.
It was 115 to 111.
Okay. I was watching from afar at the bar. But Knicks fans were not happy.
It's crazy because, like, win or lose, the city would have gotten destroyed anyways.
Yeah, like, that's definitely for sure. Like,
true, but maybe
it's crazy because there's just videos like this really prove that if you just get enough people gathered together, enforcement can stop it. Yeah.
But there is everyone is filming the bus sign. Or like who's ripping down the bus sign? They're not even like hiding their face. Like y'all are all getting busted on this. This is just pure evidence.
Or even that, it was like, did you see that video of them just like ruining this big this potted plant? People were just like, what did the plant do? It was just like
an excuse for debauchery.
They're just ripping the root out. And everyone's like, why the plant? Why are we ruining the Mother Nature? She didn't do shit.
I know, right?
I like videos where like you're not hurting anybody but yourself. Like there was this dude that was like standing up on like this giant structure. He's doing a bump of coke and everyone's like, hey, we love this. You're just doing like, as long as you're doing whatever it is to yourself and you're not harming people around you, celebrate.
Do your thing.
Hey. They're like, yo, he thinks he's in the Wolf of Wall Street movie. This guy just like shirtless on the top, just
unbelievable. Hey, if you're doing that, knock it off.
Yeah, knock it off. It's not fair.
Stop it.
Do it like Pride Parade. They're not hurting nobody.
If you in San Antonio, y'all better not be acting up like that.
Oh, wait.
Not on Matt's watch.
Not on my watch. Respect that Alamo. People going on top of the Alamo doing bumps. Everyone's just like jumping in the San Antonio like river walk.
But at least it's like for one night, you know? It's not like they keep it going to the next day.
It is for one night, but this is it's a 7-game series. So there's still, up to 4 more games.
Do you think the city's just going to trade?
They're not out.
No. This is
the finals. Oh, it's still going.
Yeah, it's still going.
So they've played 3 games. The Knicks are up 2, and then they just lost last night.
Go Knicks, though.
Oh, yeah.
I rooted for Spurs all the way. But then once they get to the finals, I start rooting for Knicks. Because I want Timothée Chalamet to, like, have a good night. He didn't get the Oscar. Like, let him just have... And
let
it's been, what, 60 years since the Knicks have won? It's been really a long time.
They've had a really hard streak.
They had.
And I like that for franchises.
Do you think the city at some point, if it just imagine it's getting worse and worse game by game. Do you think the city's just going to treat everybody like kids and just like, you know what? No game.
Yeah. We did this as a privilege for you guys. Say goodbye to the games for now.
Yeah. No games this year. And everyone's just like, wait, what?
Y'all are treating this like a playground. This is a game.
Just talk to them like, baby. Next season, you guys aren't competing.
Or what? They just like won't play it live. The game will happen. And they're just like, we'll show the game only if you behave. They'll start playing it. People start getting rowdy. All right. We can't play till tomorrow.
Settle down.
Same time tomorrow.
If you hear my voice, clap once.
Yeah.
Everybody in the bar.
We were going to have a pizza party. Oh, we had it ordered, right, Miss Murphy? That's right.
That's right. Yep.
But we decided last minute, no. No. So you who's having the pizza party tonight? San Antonio is. Spurs.
There should be a video of like kids.
Matt, it's so funny because I think about that all the time, like how I'm going to talk to Tony. Because I know you and I are going to be like super similar with like where you are putting on this like act to like teach a let where you're on the same, like you know what you're doing and you're
No. We revoked that privilege a long time ago. Say goodbye to that for now.
See, that's what happens when we do this.
Right, honey? Yes. Yeah. Like you have each other's back and you're just disciplining at the same time. Yep. Like a camp counselor, just having a talking to.
We're going to take a quick break to play the highly anticipated heated game of Blast or Splash.
Brought to you by Mountain Dew Baja Blast. The rules are simple.
It's like don't fill the water question game. We're going to ask a question. If you answer it, blast. If you don't answer it, splash. And whoever fills the cup up and overflows it loses.
And whoever wins it gets to pick the punishment. You want to go first or me?
Let me go first.
Okay.
Ready? Pull up the last thing in your search history.
Easy.
Private tab.
Oh, no.
Already?
No, we can't do that.
Okay.
That's good. It's enough slices!
Damn, how much you pouring out? You trying to sabotage me.
It's barely filled. Remember the day we had that 5-course fajita fiesta at the Mexican restaurant in Ventura? Yeah. Tell them what happened in the bathroom.
Come on. Text your ex that you miss her.
Which one?
The recent one.
Have you ever screamed at Tony?
What?
Loud.
What are you talking about?
No, I've never yelled at my kid. He thought he was going to do something. He thought he was cooking there.
That was honestly for me.
Have you ever yelled at Tony? No. Why don't you tell them what happened to our coffee company?
Tell them what happened with the peanut butter and
okay, fair play.
You are a sick human being.
It's getting close. Tell them the name of the mom influencer you were talking to last month.
Stupid.
Guilty.
What? I'm getting old. I'm 33. I don't have much options left.
He saw me have Tony. Now he needs to talk to a mom and book.
Yeah. Okay, remember the day that we moved out of our first apartment? Mm-hmm. Tell him what the movers found under your bed.
Twisted, so cemented.
Okay. Now, tell them why it was under there.
Absolutely disgusting. No!
Done.
Shit.
That was a low blow.
Winner gets to
jump. That was a low blow.
Just wait till you see what the punishment is.
What are you going to make me do? It can't be that bad.
You sure about that?
If you guys want to play Blaster Smash also at home.
Blaster Smash?
You idiot. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Gotcha, bitch.
Blaster Splash at home. Make sure to grab yourselves a Baja Blast.
Or you can go to MountainDew.com and see where it's available near you.
Cheers.
Not a single hog.
Oh, you know what? I want to get talked down to. I feel like I haven't had, like, sometimes I miss it. Like, just getting, not yelled at, but like.
No, I don't miss it at all. Until it happens to you, then, like, it just ruins your day.
Yeah, true.
Come here. No, come here.
Come here. So embarrassing when a teacher would do that to you and, like, in front of everybody, and you're just like, no.
Oh, when the teacher, though, would have a dry erase marker, they get quiet and they start writing down everyone's names on the board who's talking.
Yes!
Like,
yes!
They're like, yes! Devin, John.
Wait, Matt, that's crazy.
And you're like, guys, be quiet. She's writing your name. And then as you're saying that, they write your name and you're like, no.
And that you're fucked. Like, you're removed from something normal. You're removed from something. You don't get to do the pizza party.
And the class, everyone's like looking at you because, like, the shame, your name is on the board and they're not. They're like,
the whole class, and they write the name, and then they just keep continuing the class, but your name is just sitting on the corner of the board.
She doesn't address it. It's just there.
Dude, if I was a teacher, I'd be having fun with people's names all the time. Just
what was your form of discipline, though? Like, if you acted up in class, you would get your folder signed.
Oh, in Lebanon, we'd get hit.
Just with a switch?
Yes. The teachers would... Bam! Right on the top of your head. They fucking abuse you in there. But I'm sure they got rid of that. Actually, I don't know. Lebanon, they may still do that.
Yeah, look up Lebanon form of some punishment.
When I went to school there for a year, man, it was rough. But man, you did not misbehave in class.
But you could get hit?
Yes, you get hit by books. You get hit by a ruler.
Well, so yeah, for us though, if you acted up, you had a folder. And you would have to take it to your parents and they would have to sign on it, knowing that you acted up that day.
We got a little paper wristband.
Oh, what?
Okay, day two.
Day two, like Coachella.
They would write it on this, like, paper, and then they would fold it into like a strip, wrap it around your arm, and then like tape it so you couldn't like, and you had to go home with that on and give it to them.
You're like,
and then it had to be signed and brought back.
You're at dinner. Your mom's like, "Hey, take off your jacket." Like, it is.
I'm cold.
I'm cold.
Just ISS day three.
wait. Oh my God. What's she wearing for day three?
ISS day three.
Damn. That's some shame, though. You've got to like walk around with that like scarlet letter of shame.
It's crazy how like there was ISS, which was in school suspension. And then suspension, which was you had to stay home. Staying home was worse, considered worse in school. But like,
yeah,
I'd rather be home than be in school suspension where you don't get to leave the room.
Yeah, we had DMC. You'd have to serve the whole day in this room.
Yeah,
behind like little cubbies and stuff. You couldn't look at shit.
But
you couldn't even like read.
It's crazy how the in home suspension was worse.
Well, that's bad too, because your parents now have to call off work or get you a goddamn babysitter because you were acting up in class.
Depending on, yeah. And also, I think when you're suspended, all that work counts as zeros, right? Isn't there like a...
I think so. Wait, so...
I think that's part of the punishment. That's why at-home suspension was worse, because whatever the kids are working...
GPA?
Yes.
It went on like your record too. It was like way more serious.
That's kind of severe.
I think all the homework you still get, but you don't get that in-class work that you get graded for.
Okay. Now, did you guys have a thing called like... We called it AEP, where... In a way, you get suspended from your school, but you have to go to this alternative school that's part of the district of kids who've been acting up.
We didn't have that.
I had to do that once.
And you had to wear a uniform. You had to wear khaki pants and a white polo. And it was
prison.
And you had to take the bus to get there because it was far. But the kids would get dropped off and they looked like... Because of their uniform is so distinct, you'd be like, that's an AEP kid. It looked like you were like in a jail suit in a way.
Yeah, that was like, dude, that was a little taste of like what the jail system's like. You got to hop on a white bus.
Like, yeah, AEP kids like walked into a store. Everyone's just like, oh gosh, they're like, it was.
How are kids in school these days? Is it getting worse with the acting up, or is it?
I would imagine.
Because I mean, obviously we don't know, but I'm just like curious of like how.
The phones are super like laid back now. Before, if you like weren't even like on it, if your phone was seen, it was confiscated immediately.
They don't do that still?
Well, I mean, you cannot have it out, but kids are allowed to have some phones on their person, or they've been lenient about those rules also due to like school shootings.
You know, I know that. No, like, I understand.
Parents have been demanded, like, I want to be able to contact my kid and if emergency
having
happens.
A phone on you has always been, like, there was a thing when I was in middle school, you're allowed to have your phone on you, is using the phone in the phone during school.
Like TikToks that people are filming in school, I'm like,
the ones in class,
even the teachers,
like,
the teachers are like filming TikToks.
I have an issue with those. Like, it seems like the teachers are getting more like more of a high,
too comfy,
like performing for the camera than they are like focusing on their students,
because they're seeing numbers just like kids are. Like, you know, once you put those numbers in front of anybody, doesn't matter how old they are, they start getting excited. They want to post more. It doesn't matter how old or young you are.
I don't mind if a teacher, though, is like makes it as a reward for the class if they behaved well. And then maybe the teacher is popular on TikTok, but don't film your students. I think that's weird.
Hey, guys, if we go viral today, then everybody gets like, they're just using it as a...
like a metric of performance. Like, you guys really didn't ham it up last one. You guys, I got to get that algorithm popping and seeing my stuff. So, but like if they do like a fun little trivia question or something at the end, I don't mind those. If you can tell it's like the end of the day reward.
Yeah. Do you see that TikToks of that teacher? She's constantly learning how to use certain words. She's like, she has like blanks in all the lines. She's like, mine. How do we use that?
Yes. She goes, it's always mine. If you're saying mines, that you're talking about, you know, mining for coal.
I just love how subtle she is with it. She's just, you can tell it's like the last 2 minutes of class.
Yes.
And she just has free time before the bell rings. And she's just like, real quick lesson. Mine. You don't use this, you use this. And that's all. Have a good day.
I saw one this morning. It was like first annual. Why can you never say first annual? What do you say? Inaugural. Yeah. Like that's.
I love, like what she was doing is great. I feel like more teachers should do that. Just like random little lessons that have nothing to do with the subject.
Her handle, well, I got to shout her out because I love her.
I love her.
I am that English teacher. Is that grammatically correct though?
I am. am that English
teacher. Maybe it, it has to be.
She's great. I wish she was my teacher when I was in school.
No,
she's
very great. Important.
Yeah, Heath. I like she Heath. Did sweet. You know? I never. I thought M-I-N-E-S. You could use that in some like sometimes when you're describing mine. Like, oh, that's mine.
Oh my God! Same.
No, no, but
that's
like
mine. Like, no, you can't.
No, no, no. Sorry, not. Oh,
you
I'm
think
not
it's
saying,
possessive?
No, no. Yes, I thought like. Obviously, when she, all the lines that she was like putting, obviously I knew that it was simple, but like my brain never knew that you could never use it in any form.
Yeah.
So when I saw that, I was just like, oh shit, I didn't know that. I thought there was at least maybe one form of mines that you could use in a, like a, I don't, whatever. If you guys saw, okay. You would know what I mean.
I can see how your brain would think. There must be some scenario where you can use it.
Yeah, and the no, video I, really I was surprised when I saw. I was like, oh, I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, those are mines. It's kind of, it's really sad and funny though. The kids in the classroom where she's like, what is it? There's kids going, mines. And she's like, no, it's mine.
Those are like, yeah.
It's, that's mines.
It's so crazy looking back, like, English is so weird because it's all memory based. Like there's so much shit that just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Cause like, we also have with so words. Much influence of different roots of a whole bunch of other different languages that it's just these weird combinations. So learning it, it's so hard for people. Cause you're like, wait, what do you like? Wood is W O O D. But then you're like, but you would do something. And like, there's, yeah. And that's, you know.
All right, brief pause for this episode's next sponsor, Osea. I never used to think a body serum was necessary. Occasionally, I'd lotion my hands and arms and figured that was enough. But with more and more of the summer California sun and dry air, my skin still feels dry and tight. I realized my skin needs a lot better. That's what made Osea's Hyaluronic Body Serum click for me. It's a super lightweight cooling gel serum that sinks in fast and makes my skin feel instantly smoother, fresher, and more replenished. And knowing it's powered by 5 molecular weights of hyaluronic acid makes it feel like it's not just sitting on the surface. It's giving my skin that deep, layered hydration it's been missing. But it's not just my imagination, because Osea's Hyaluronic Body Serum has been clinically shown to deliver instant 24-hour hydration. Osea creates clinically tested skincare inspired by the sea, designed to leave your skin looking and feeling noticeably refreshed from the first use. Their Hyaluronic Body Serum is especially great for dry, summer-stressed skin, delivering lightweight, cooling hydration that feels instantly smooth and supple. It's easy enough for everyday use, but also perfect when your skin needs a reset. With aloe for an immediate boost of moisture and naturally derived ingredients at the heart of every formula, Osea blends nature and science beautifully. Founded in Malibu in 1996, it's a mother-daughter brand built around seaweed, ocean-inspired skincare, and results you can feel. Osea's Hyaluronic Body Serum is multi-layer hyaluronic-powered hydration for the entire body. And right now, we have a special discount just for you. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code UNFILTERED at OseaMalibu.com. That's code UNFILTERED at OseaMalibu.com. Thank you, Osea, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Is there a grammatical error that you hear people say all the time that you like, you're like, you, I hate hearing it. Or people say, I could care less.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you couldn't care less.
But my brain, every time I hear someone, and I understand a lot of people misuse it. I'm not gonna judge it, but my brain instantly is like, that's wrong.
But when you like, when you hear it, both make sense.
But no, if you could, I could care.
I know I could care less.
But then, like, then do
I
it.
I could care. Yeah, no, I. But you're but like,
you're at, you're,
well, why don't is, you? Why don't you care about this? Why don't you care about this group project? Or like, why aren't you paying attention? Why are you paying attention in class? It's like, I don't know. I could care less.
But it's grammatically wrong because you're like, then you could care.
That means you currently do care.
You currently do care.
I could care. I could care less. Let me do it. I could care less. Let me do it.
I'm caring less.
But
you're still like, I could, it's like the whole point is to deliver that you couldn't care.
You literally don't care so much that you couldn't care less even if you were trying.
Like, right. The bucket is already so empty on your level of care. But you're like, oh, I could care less. Like, okay, so you do care. Picture like a bucket of water of caring.
That's when you do care.
Empty.
You say it, but that's when you do care. I'm saying both you can use.
Right.
I still agree.
I struggle with whom.
I never know when to use that.
Because I know there is a right way to use it, but I'm never saying it. So therefore, I probably am using it incorrectly. When do you use
Whom is you?
Oh, What's her name? Whoa, Vicky. So her, some of her tweets are like borderline Shakespeare. She's like, what shall I render today?
Have you seen the video where they're giving her a tweet and like, who said this, you or Shakespeare? And it was a fucking fantastic video.
Yeah, you couldn't even tell.
It was great.
She
whoever came up with that idea what was
shall
genius.
What shall I render? Get that tatted on my back.
I'm battling with my flesh.
Ah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. What shall I render? I fight every day with my flesh. It's a constant battle.
Guys, I think we got to bring her back.
My own family forsaken me.
Kill the thought right when it comes. Sec is very spiritual. I'm tired of hanging out with people that look at me for, whoa, Vicky, not real. Look at me. For me, my name is Victoria, and I am a child of God.
Preach.
God. It sounds like a voiceover in Euphoria. I am.
Your flesh will embarrass you. That was nice.
I wish I had family key.
When do you use whom, though? Didn't we have that up? When do you use whom? Whom? Use whom when it functions as the object of a verb or preposition. A trick quick if the sentence can be answered with him, her, them, use whom.
Sure.
Are you doing slam poetry?
That did not help at all.
Her, them, home.
To whom? To whom did you send the letter? The person with whom I spoke.
Yeah, that's, we don't need to use
so
whom.
So it's, yeah, you use whom for, if but you were saying him,
but you could also be like,
him,
who did you send
them
the letter to?
Are you going with them? Instead of saying, are you going with them? Are you going with whom? And whom are you going with?
No.
No.
I'm not saying that.
I cannot think of the words off the top of my head right now, but why do we need to make multiple words that mean the same thing? Like, you know how there's like an easy version of a word that like is, and then there's a really hard version when you could just easily have used the first version in any sentence. They just want to make a hard word just to be snobby.
To show you have a big vocabulary.
Yeah, I don't understand. Why do we need to make it harder?
Because sometimes let's just, like other better words, there's better description for it. Like you can be sad, but you can also feel depressed. Like that hits on another level.
The thing is that I think depressed and sad are different words though.
Right, I guess so.
There's a word that just means sad.
But like you could be like, oh, I was crushed. Oh, I was devastated.
I was crestfallen.
That's what I mean. Like,
but that's the beauty of it. I know what
you. I don't think it's beautiful.
Sometimes I think people use unnecessary words to like for things that can be much more simpler.
Quick question. So, I was reading Tony a book. What do you like? A lot of kids' books say it at the end. So like you would finish the book, blah blah blah. You go to it and then close it. What's that final? Okay.
Or you go, in the end. Or they lived happily ever after, or what?
The end.
Yes.
But it's T-H-E. It's not T-H-E-E.
Oh, not the end. We said, like, okay, yes, spelt like the end, but
So I was looking at it. I was like, why am I saying the end?
I think because culturally, like, that has been...
It
like,
doesn't, once it doesn't upon, even sound
because
good.
Because when stories start once upon a time... Is which also rarely do stories we read start like that, but that's the oral history of a tale is once upon a time.
Is there any form? Is there any other sentence we ever use? We say it like the?
The
no,
the
but that's
end.
A
that is that the only term that we use the?
Well, what do you mean?
Without it being spelled T-H-E-E.
So when I'm reading something, when I see the end, I read it as
you
the
are
end.
The Zane Hijazi. Like, or like it's people like say an emphasis. The, an emphasis on like a title or like something.
The Ohio State is like a common one. It's not the Ohio State. It's the Ohio State. It's an emphasis. You know, this is the end.
That's why I fucking hate English.
Look it up though. Why do we say the end? T-H-E-E-end.
Who would you say?
Or pronounce it.
Who
or,
would you say what would go?
What would you say if he said yes would go? What would you do if what he said yes would go?
I don't know what you mean by babes.
I don't understand what you mean, babes.
I don't know what you mean, babes.
Why do we say it? We pronounce the as the before words starting with a vowel to make speech flow smoothly. Saying the prevents an awkward pause in the throat. So it kind of just makes it sound a little better.
Yeah.
Where did you put the avocado?
Where did you put the avocado? Wait, is that the avocado? The avocado?
Like,
no, wait, like.
It's so weird.
No. You got like the couch. I don't know. Yeah. Emphasis makes it sound better.
My biggest pet peeve when it comes to English is not necessarily speaking, but spelling. When people
write the word lose as L-O-O-S-E.
Oh, right. It's like loose.
Oh, yeah.
I still struggle that with that when I'm typing it. I'm like, loose. yeah. But yeah, that drives me nuts.
That just drives me up a wall. Everything else I can kind of, you know, give a pass on, but like loose and lose just really grinds my gears.
Yeah, I really don't like that there's an S in that either. I think it needs to be a C. it just feels, it looks more right.
Lowe's. Yeah, it's nutty how it all works.
Loose.
And oh, I hate, but even spelling the word, it took me years. Now I have it down. Restaurant. Like when you're typing it, I'm saying on your damn phone.
Oh,
you're always like getting it wrong, and autocorrect is always like, I don't know what that is.
You're like, that's embarrassing.
When you think you know, it's
you're
that
so
close.
Off that it doesn't even know what you're trying to say. I'm like,
oh, have you noticed when you're words are spelled right, it still shows misspelled, and then when you tap it. It pulls up the correct form. It's the same spelling.
TikTok does that on their like captions sometimes, and it drives me
nuts.
When I'm putting
TikTok.
In TikTok, I'm like, that's how it's spelled.
It's
and then you click on it and goes, never mind.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know what you were. We don't know what happened.
I thought I noticed that in text. I was like, oh, that's so weird. I wonder if anybody else has this glitch.
What is the sentence? This is a little trivia. What is the sentence that uses every letter in the alphabet?
Something about the fox.
The brown fox.
Close.
You're close.
The brown fox jumped. Over.
You forgot a word, but yeah. The quick brown fox
jumped over the.
The.
The lazy.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on.
Keep river. Going. You got it.
Lazy, an animal.
Oh, lazy.
Three letter animal.
Lazy.
Cat.
Hen.
No. Woof. You're so close.
The lazy.
Opposite of cat.
Oh, dog.
Dog.
There you go.
Quick brown fox jumped over the lazy.
Quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog.
They always show that, like, if you're looking at fonts and stuff, that's always, like, the display of it. Because you get to see all the letters in, like, one sentence and how it flows.
Now, who figured that out?
They were like, guys, come in here! Guys!
Were you guys obsessed with words that could be spelled backwards and forwards?
Yes.
A palindrome?
I would sit there and write them out. In elementary school for just every day. I would, for no reason.
Like race car.
I was just obsessed with it. I thought it
animal.
Was the coolest thing.
Same.
What'd you say?
That's like lamb and
like race car, animal.
Kayak is a palindrome. You know, like Hannah is a palindrome.
Oh, what essay?
Oh,
that's crazy.
Oh,
which one is it?
But do you remember murder was red rum? Because like in The Shining, he's like,
oh,
red
yeah,
rum,
yeah,
red
yeah,
rum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Or the tattoos that were different words both ways.
Okay. God, yes.
I'm so glad I couldn't get tattoos of things when I was younger.
I know, right? You would have just
I would have the dumbest shit on me.
That being I would have the race car tattooed on me.
You have the word race car tattooed on you? No, you don't.
Where? Yeah.
It's right above my knee.
Why?
Very cool, dude.
Very cool.
I cannot judge. I will not judge. God knows what
the
I have.
The word race car, Jared.
Yeah.
He likes race cars.
Not me sitting here talking about that, saying I would have the dumbest tattoos of the word backwards is forward and Jared. Yeah.
Why do you have the word race car tattooed?
It's a song that I really like. I got it right before I moved to LA.
No, it's fast car.
I got
car.
It right when I turned 10.
it's fast car.
You can't see
what font is it?
Times New Roman.
Good. I like that.
At least that's not Comic Sans. I think I got Comic Sans once.
You had the Christine Seidelko's day, didn't you? Yeah. Comic Sans?
It's still there. Look.
Comic Sans, Wingdings. What is your favorite font?
I can't tell fonts.
I used to like that font a long time ago, but now it's like super like basic, that like Nuo. N-E-U-E-N-U-E-U-E.
Yeah.
Very modern. I don't like that anymore, though.
Oh, Bebas new?
Bebas new.
It's kind of Helvetica-esque.
Sorry, not the one on the left, the one in the middle.
This one?
Or no, that Bebas right there, the black one. Yeah. That.
Oh, that is so
I know.
Tumblr 2016.
I know. That was a long time ago, though. I always used to click that one because I think I used to use that for my vlog text
yes.
on videos.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, remember when I had everyone's names on my 100th video?
Yes, you did. That was the font.
That was the font.
Iconic. Must be nice to like make a font. Like, yeah, like you, like, so, because they were all invented by people.
It's crazy. And
can anybody just come up with one?
Yeah. Just as long as it's somewhat a little different.
It's kind of a bummer now with like AI, though. I feel bad for people who are in like typography and stuff, because it was truly such a skill to like know the flow and how words work and stuff with it. AI just takes
like all the thousands of fonts out there and just makes their own.
Yeah, you can make your own font also too. Like if you just write, you know, down the quick brown frogs jumped over the lazy dog, it can take your handwriting and like spit that out and make it handwritten and shit.
Oh.
But
all right, brief pause for the sponsor of this episode, Cash App. I just love using my Cash App for little everyday spends and paying back friends. It's so easy. Cash App does more than you think when it comes to having your back and making sure your money stays your money. Cash App just released a new status program for the way people actually spend called Cash App Green. Now, when you spend at least $500 a month with the Cash App card, you earn green status, which unlocks benefits like up to $200 of free overdraft coverage. If you overdraft unexpectedly, there are no hidden fees. You also unlock higher borrow limits and custom personalized cashback offers every Friday at places you love to shop. Turn everyday spending into status with Cash App Green. Download Cash App today or visit cash.app to learn more about this and other financial benefits. New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use code CASHAPP10 in their profile at sign up and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. Terms apply. Cash App is a financial services platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners, prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, Cash App Visa Debit Flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank. Pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc., see terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton Debit Flex card, and Bancorp Debit Flex card. Cash App Green features savings, direct deposit, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block Inc. brand. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures. Thank you, Cash App, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
Did you guys watch the Crash documentary?
Yeah, we did, Matt. I know we were supposed to watch it last time, but we finally got together and we watched it. We had time.
Crazy case. Little Mackenzie Schorilla.
I was thinking about the whole time? Was the Catch Me Outside, was Bad Baby.
Oh, and especially when she was in jail. Okay, before we dive into it, I just want to give a little bit of a skinny for the people. If you haven't seen it, if you think we're going to be talking about this, so pardon us if we spoil it, but basically this happened in Strongsville, Ohio on July 31st, 2022. Mackenzie Schorilla crashed her Toyota Camry into a brick building, killing her boyfriend, Dominic Russo, and their friend Davian Flanagan. Sal Mackenzie was 17 at the time of the crash. Dominic was in the passenger seat, Davian in the back seat. And they were both pronounced dead at the time, Dominic and Davian. And this happened at 5:30 in the morning. Her car was driving down this street and she suddenly hit the building at over 100 miles per hour. And the police at first thought this was like a total possible accident. But the more the investigators started looking at it, they said the car was working properly. The accelerator was pressed and there was no braking before the impact. So this already looked very suspicious.
Did you know that they have a box in cars that,
Black box? Yeah.
Yes. That record
everything.
I did not know
that. I thought that was only on planes.
Yeah. Yes. On planes. I did not know every car had that, which thank God they did in this situation. But it recorded that her foot was on the accelerator pedal 100% until the car hit the wall, which is like crazy.
So the brakes weren't touched at all.
No, not at all. That's what's so crazy about it. And so they started arguing, the prosecutors, that Mackenzie intentionally crashed the car. And their theory was that she just wanted to kill Dominic because of their toxic relationship and breakup issues. But there were a lot of warning signs before this crash where like Dominic's family was saying that the relationship was volatile. There were reports of Mackenzie threatening him and driving dangerously before. And all Mackenzie, though, she's like, oh, I blacked out. I don't remember a single thing happened.
She was able to use that excuse excuse. Yes. It's because she's had had episodes of that before, like here and there, which they were just like, when the prosecutor asked the mom, like, you knew this and you allowed her to drive recklessly like this every day. And she was like, I just figured it was fine.
I just want to finish the skinny and then we're going to dive more into it. She was claiming she didn't black out, didn't remember it. Then towards the end, she's like saying, oh, I have a medical issue. I have POTS or like POTS syndrome, where it says you can like black out randomly and stuff. But the judge didn't accept it. And basically they ruled it by a judge, not a jury. And she was found guilty of murder, assault, vehicular homicide, drug possession, all everything.
Yeah.
And they believed it was premeditated. And so now she's in jail with two concurrent life sentences with the possibility of parole after 15 years. But the whole documentary really, it paints a very interesting picture.
Honestly, I didn't think the documentary would be that interesting because I saw the story on my feed and I was just like, oh, okay, that's crazy. But after the documentary, I was just like, oh, this is an interesting fucking case. Very, very interesting. Like I've never heard of anything like this before, especially a girl like that, because when you watch the documentary and you see her personality in your head, you're just like, this doesn't seem like a girl that would want to drive herself into a wall at 100. It's like pretty much it, what it seemed like she was doing was trying to take her own life along with the others in the car, right? Like when you see the crash, you're like, holy shit. And in my head, because, and they were trying to fight that, like, oh, she was super happy. She would never put herself in danger like that or want to commit suicide. And the first thing I thought was, I think she was so unaware of the situation that I felt like she truly thought that she wouldn't be able to like kill everybody in that car, like driving 100 miles into the building. I don't think she was like smart enough to understand how
to maneuver
how
a vehicle
that
in,
was.
Yes.
Yeah.
But see, that's where I struggle with is the intent of it. I don't believe she was trying to kill herself. I think she's a narcissist, and I feel like narcissists like are there. Yes. It was a cry out for attention that, but like, and once again, I'm not speaking with this as like firm. I believe this, like, but it is what what do you think?
What I thought was interesting was it recorded the steering wheel inputs and the fact that it like got kicked into neutral while she was like flooring it at 100 miles an hour.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, there must have been some sort of struggle with the people in the car, like trying to grab the gear shifter, trying to like turn it and like get it away. So one thing that I was thinking, like, it kind of seemed like she might have been trying to hit just that passenger side.
Right.
And caused the full impact at like the corner of the building. And I don't know if they were like pulling on the wheel and like it hit more head on.
Uh-huh.
So she was obviously like
severely
damaged.
Injured.
Like she was severely injured from it.
Damn.
Also.
You think that she like really in that moment attempted to only try to get that side hit? Like angle wise?
That's what people believe is that it was intentional. Like that she fully.
But then also I saw something that was separate, like after the documentary, I think it was said that she was, the way she, like her body was under impact made it seem like she was laying over top of the gear shift, like trying to cover it to keep them from like clicking it into neutral.
Oh.
So I think maybe she just like put her head down and kind of like.
A big thing also was in the case, they mentioned that the road was not completely straight. It had somewhat of like a curve in it where anybody, if you were in a position where you blacked out or like lost,
you wouldn't
couldn't
be able
possibly
to.
Be able to stay straight on that street like
and
that.
Maneuver
that curve like that. And that was like a big thing too. If it was like completely straight, then it would have been harder to fight.
But the big package here is just her as a person and her type of personality.
Yeah.
Like it, the more they investigated and they realized just how volatile a girl she was. She was a mean girl who would get in fights, her social media, how full of herself she was, partying, doing shrooms, smoking weed all the time while driving. She thought she was above it all.
Yeah.
That nothing bad could come her way.
Did your soul leave your fucking body when they started playing her TikToks in the courtroom? I thought it was just like a sound. I didn't think, like, at first they were showing.
We were watching it and Zane was like, why is this guy playing these videos? Like, yeah, she's dressed up, whatever. It's a Halloween costume. He's like, why are they playing this? And then the guy was like, this was 3 months after she killed her boyfriend and best friend.
Yeah.
And she's dressed up, full blood corpse. And Zane was like, oh.
And she's like, it was a Playboy, we're Playboy Cardi fans. Or like her friend who they interviewed, who also refused to talk to the cops, but wanted to talk to the documentarians. I got bad vibes from her the whole fucking time.
Because if you're in a mindset, if you have that sort of mindset where you think it's appropriate to post a video like that after, then you probably are in a mindset of intentionally crashing a car into a fucking building.
If I accidentally killed my two good friends, I would not even be going to a party 3 months out.
Yeah.
I'd be in such a state of mourning and trying to be there in support and like for the family's victims that I killed. Like, there's that, you don't do shit like that.
And her reaction when she was just like, oh, remember when the first media outlet reached out to her? This was like maybe the week or maybe 2 weeks after it happened. Mm-hmm. She like DMs them. She's like, I'm so excited for this opportunity. And you're like, excited for this opportunity?
No, the worst.
Your
was
friends
her parents.
Are dead.
Oh, her parents.
Her parents are.
Oh, I got the worst vibe where he started talking about pot. But like, listen, I know you can recreationally smoke pot. You have a right. But he's like, I don't care if you do. I don't care if she does. And he starts saying that. I'm like, oh, dude,
your daughter is underage. It doesn't. There's a difference between like kind of in the back of your head knowing that they do it. They don't do it in front of you. But you know, you have a teenage kid. There's a difference between that and just like, I don't care what my daughter does. It's fine if she's like. She is still underage.
And you're in a documentary right now talking about two kids that she killed, but you're like making this whole like pot case. It was very like poorly worded. It was
weird.
And it just goes to show, this is the guy that's been, you know, raising this child and morphing her view of the world along with his wife. She's equally as nutty.
Crazy.
You guys are the big reason why this girl turned out like this. So much shame on you guys.
I want to see a whole documentary on just them.
Oh, yeah.
Like, after that documentary was done, I was like, I need to know more about these parents because there's no fucking way.
Have you guys seen all of the stuff that's not in the documentary, but like the phone calls from jail that got leaked?
Yes, with her mother. She's has been acting up this entire
where
time
she's
in
like,
jail as
she
well.
Just wants Kim Kardashian to come to jail and like basically represent her and get her out of jail. And
she's saying it in such a fucking tone deaf. Like she's just completely.
And then finding out that this case is now big in Europe and they all know about it. And she, oh my God, it's in Europe. Girl, you did it. You're global.
Yo, you need to write your book, girl. Write your book.
Girl, write
book?
Your book. And I'm like, what? This is like the mom talking to the daughter too. I'm just.
And the mom apparently has been giving her like so much money for like commissary like stuff. And she has, there was a girl who was in jail with Mackenzie Shrilla and went on this huge multi-part rant. And shout out to a girl named Melissa who made a TikTok out there that kind of really gave the skinny of the other girl's videos because it was a lot to take in.
Wait. But already the skinny of the girl that was
in jail. Because it was just like part 25 like level videos or whatever. Okay. But Mackenzie has like acted up so much in prison right now, has already had like 54 like, what's the word? I don't want to say like charges, but like disciplinary.
Like so she's acting up. Like she's not behaving in prison at all. I was under the impression she was, those phone calls were bad, but I thought she was at least behaving.
She's doing contraband. She was doing like naughty stuff with like on other people's call times too.
Oh.
Like with over video calls and stuff. Just.
Oh.
And social climbing all her way there. Even like when she comes on camera at the end of the documentary with that goddamn hairdo. But her like voice is different. Like also a sign of a narcissist. Are people who just kind of mirror other people that are around them and like pick up on how they talk just so they can like, you know, level up in the group.
You saw how they kept the part in the end after they were done filming. She was just like
looking at her lawyer going, is that what I said good?
Yeah. Yeah.
Was that
you
good?
Know, there's a reason why they left that in. Cause you're just like, you make the decision yourself what you think this girl is, or if you think this girl would do something like this, just the way that she's acting.
She is so Florida though. It's crazy.
Yeah. This is who we grew up with.
Yeah.
This girl right here.
I know like six people that are exactly like her.
Yeah.
The part that like turned my gut was in the during the court proceedings when the mom came up to speak.
Yes.
And she just goes, she's like, and Davion, like he was a new friend or whatever.
That was crazy.
I was and then the judge is like, what does that make his life worth less? And she was like, well, no, that's not what I was saying. But it's just like, you know, that's kind of what she means.
I felt like the whole time they were making the other kids life worthless. Like just even the amount of time the documentary was mentioning his name, I was like, well, why aren't they not talking about this kid that had actually nothing to do with their relationship, really?
I know.
Davian's dad or like the adopted father.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So
and he really like cared at the end where he's like, hey, if you want to show me your future, show me your friends, you know, or if you want to see your future, show me your friends, where he was really wanting him just to get out of this damn friend group too, to begin with.
Yeah.
And God, it just has to break you as a father.
I mean, this documentary, I feel like it's just so good for new parents to watch too. Just like who have kids growing up. They're just like, this is like real life. This is the shit that like these kids are like getting into or like have know of people that are getting into. And I mean, we've had multiple people, I feel like, just throughout our life in Florida, like in high school, middle school, that have like died because of just bad situations like this where they should have never been in. It's so just sad.
Pay attention to the people you're friends with. Like, yes. Too, if you are already getting like red flag vibes off somebody, hell, you're almost an adult. Just have a good sense of people that you're hanging out with.
And then you see in this situation, the parents are a direct fucking like image of what. Like her, like I cannot believe her parents were acting like that, and that, like their thought process of how they saw this entire thing was like she didn't do anything wrong. Like it's so insane.
I think a big thing that really bothers me too is like, you know, accidents do happen, things can go wrong, and it's all about your reaction time in the moment and how you step up and handle a situation. Like multiple people, like that I know, this has happened to, but even like. Our friend in high school, all of his friends, I mean, it's kind of graphic, but he was accidentally shot. And his friends that were with him freaked out because they were worried about themselves instead of trying to get him help.
Yes.
Call the cops. They were like, oh my God, if we call the cops right now, we're all going to jail. We're going to get in trouble. And it's like, your friend is there on the ground. Like,
and also them not knowing that in that situation, enforcement literally they encourage you to always call, because in that situation nobody will be in trouble. They just want to save someone's life.
He could have gotten that help moment. Like it's so sad. Like
knowing the final moments of your life, you just like no one's helping you
because
like,
they're thinking about themselves.
What a dark it bothers
me.
Oh my God. Yeah,
have you seen that movie Super Dark Times?
No. Super Dark Times,
these kids, it came out like a couple years ago. These kids are like playing with a sword in like the park, and one of the kids like a katana, and like one of the kids accidentally like
I saw a trailer
stabs
for
like the friend.
Okay.
And then the friends like agree, like, let's just leave, and this never happened. And then you have to like go back to high school, and they're all dealing with this. It's like almost like I Know What You Did Last Summer type thing where they killed someone, but nothing's haunting them.
Did you ask if it was a real story?
No, it's not a real story, but it's a really freaky fucking thing where just like, yeah, friends made a stupid mistake and then thought about themselves and just said, let's just pretend this never happened, and the whole friend group crumbling and them dealing with the secret. It's really dark, very dark.
But it's like, high in Rotten Tomatoes, so
yeah, it's worth popping on if you're like in the mood to explore. Yeah, that thought, I mean, even as depressing as it is,
I know. I honestly see this more as like a learning lesson. Every time I watch anything like this, I like take it in. Yeah, just like okay.
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Summer always sounds amazing in theory. More sun, more plans, more fun, more tans. But it can also feel a lot to keep up with, especially if you have kids out of school and summer camps to fund. And we all know those camps aren't cheap either. Heath is going to have fun with that. So if you're spending the whole season just trying to survive it, take that as your sign to make a little time for yourself too. And that's where BetterHelp can really help. BetterHelp connects you with fully licensed therapists who follow a strict professional code of conduct. They handle the matching for you with a short questionnaire using more than 12 years of experience to pair you with someone who fits your needs. And if it's not the right match, you can switch at any time. With over 30,000 therapists, more than 6 million people served, and a 4.9 out of 5 average session rating from 1.7 million reviews, BetterHelp has helped a lot of people find support, and you could be next. You don't have to say yes to everything this summer. Find support in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com/Zane and Heath. That's better, H-E-L-P. .com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you very much.
Oh, watch that documentary on the Manosphere with Louis Theroux, that British journalist who like goes after, you know, like the Andrew Tate type personalities out there in the world.
Like interview style?
Yes, where like just goes in and like watches them like streaming all day and ask them questions and stuff. And like,
did he interview, you say he interviews streamers?
In this special, he does. He's a famous journalist who uncovers all different types of things. And big kind of like, he has commentary, but also just kind of lets the footage speak for itself as well.
I like the idea of his, of the poster.
Yeah.
For his thing.
But what alarmed me so much is that like realizing a lot of these guys who have these academies, you know, and these Patreons where they're teaching you how to talk to women and how you need to be as a man and all this stuff, how you can achieve a life of luxury, how young all of those fan bases are.
Yeah.
Like those kids are like 14, 15 year old boys that are watching these men tell them how they need to talk to women and what women owe them.
Yeah.
Is like alarming.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I thought it was all like mostly adults. I didn't realize how much but it like, skews young.
Are the parents buying these courses for their kids?
I don't think
so. Kids
are
so tech savvy these days. They got their own fucking credit cards. They're getting their own money, doing their own little cryptocurrency.
I think allowances are a big thing now. I think it's because, you know how, like, I feel like we all got
digital
phones.
Digital money.
We all got phones because all of our friends had phones, right? So I think a lot of these parents, like, if they know that other kids are getting allowances, maybe they give them allowances too, and then you could use that allowance
we
for whatever
cash.
You want.
We couldn't, like, buy.
Yeah.
Digital
yeah,
shit.
You didn't have a bank account to put it in to go.
Yeah, you could be buying Girls Gone Wild. Like, you know, like, because you were like, how do we buy it?
Yeah, so there's no way to do it. The only thing you can really spend that on is toys, video games, movie theater, and food.
Yeah.
It's pretty much
and frozen yogurt.
That is really interesting. I do really feel like these kids are just getting allowances maybe on a digital card in their Apple Wallet, something.
Look at their charges.
Oh, and then with technology nowadays, half of these kids are drop shippers, you know, stock traders, you know, and stuff like
they're selling their shit on TikTok shop. They're just wearing
like there's a disgusting amount of ways to make money for like any, like it's great. But also when you talk about 14 or 15 year olds getting access to the amount of funds and have no idea what to do with it, then it's really concerning.
Right. Yeah. And I'm all for entrepreneurship, like make a business if you're young, but like this whole like hustle mentality, like, oh, I got to gamble and like risk stuff. Like they get that type of content and it's like, just keep your ambitions a little bit small. You're not even a full adult yet, but they think they have to like
the grind mentality.
Oh, I can't imagine like what it is like growing up in high school now where every kid like wants to be a streamer or they have that just like that obnoxious personality and ego at that age. Like, shut up.
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's good popping on. Like if you're just not in the mood to watch
it. How many episodes?
Who has he had on?
It's like an hour and a half. Well, because there's not many American, like one guy's called, I hate even shouting them out. HHS TikTok, like he's like a British kind of Andrew Tate guy who's like in his 20s. Then there's kind of a dude from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who's like an Andrew Tate dude. Some of these bodybuilders, like,
and I'm guessing when they ask him to go, come on, they have no idea what he does.
And some
of
them, like, you know, they're always like streaming and they're like, yeah, I'm doing this interview because they think it's good exposure. And everyone's like, no, you're about to like have on Louis Theroux, who's about to like rip you one, dude.
Oh,
you made a huge mistake.
Got it.
You're not going to look good. Sneakos on it.
Oh, he had on Myron.
Do you know him?
That's funny.
Who's Myron?
Oh, I know he's like a big one in that group. I've seen him like everywhere.
He gets embarrassed the most
I'm an idiot. I literally thought him and Andrew Tate were the same person. Because I would see them both
like,
and I'm just
they're
like
a dude. They're like always together.
They have a similar skeleton like to their body too.
I thought it was more like, to me, it's like the face, like the head, the face. A little bit. No, maybe, you know, I think I just got confused. I just thought they were the same person, but now I'm realizing they look completely different.
He's big though. Like that's crazy. Yes, like he got some big people on this.
Oh, and they bring on his wife and stuff too. And like start asking her questions. Like, so are you comfortable that your husband like has like an open relationship and stuff? She's like, well, and you can see him just like he probably puts out that image that like, yeah, my wife lets me be with other women. That's how things should be. But really it's not like that behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Like there's little moments like that.
He tells everybody that she's open with him.
Well, Louis starts like interviewing his wife, like on the spot, asking him those type questions. And you see him just like,
okay.
That's also the disgusting part about this side of the internet, like the manosphere side, where, you know, the Jubilee videos where they do like Surrounded or the debates or whatever. Sometimes they have like follow-ups with them, with like the people that were on it. And I was listening to one of the follow-ups and the people, one of the women that's like always on these sorts of shows, like either debating on Jubilee or these like manosphere podcasts. She was like, half of these guys don't even fucking believe what they spout on the internet.
Oh, it's all shock value.
It's shock value, and it gets clicks, and they just make so much money that it pays to be an asshole on the internet. Yep.
They just get worse and worse and worse because they know it's working. So then they just, because
Ragebait does so well on the internet because people are like, this is unbelievable. I got to share it with all my friends because look up what this guy like believes, but like he doesn't believe a word that he says. It's just like, it's kind of like what I do on here. I just rage bait the entire episode.
They need to be talking to kids more about that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope there are people that are getting booked to go speak at schools. That's just like, you know, like they hire a speaker. Like, don't believe a lot of this stuff you see on the internet. I don't know, but just making them a little bit wary, or like get all the boys in a room and have a good man talk about this type shit.
the same person is like, don't believe anything on the internet, but believe me. He's also a content creator. It's hard to like talk shit about the internet when you're on the internet, because you're kind of just like, it's just like a tough.
Yeah. It's just like a contradiction.
Yeah, because you don't want promote how.
Don't
like,
buy this guy's course. That guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Buy my course.
Yeah.
Did your school teach you about sex?
In like the appropriate way, yeah. Okay. Like, you know, kind of like just like the organs and what happens.
Like talking about puberty.
We like, got like the Kama Sutra book, and then they
Well, I remember like in fifth grade, they separated the boys and the girls, and we went in, we watched this VHS about puberty, and they gave us deodorant. And the girls watched a video and they got pads.
Oh, I don't remember getting deodorant. I think they just showed us like
they
a
gave
video.
Us degree old no Old Spice deodorant. I can remember like the smell of it.
I don't
it
think
just
we got
like,
that.
Dude, that's what you know why? Because one kid stunk in that class. And they're like, all right, kids, this is deodorant.
They gave us
you can't
deodorant.
Sing somebody else.
And then in seventh grade, we learned about STDs. And that was a thing where I think it was boys and girls, and it was the nurse. And she would go through this slideshow of pictures. From like, I swear they're from this. It was gonorrhea from the 70s.
It's always like, old, it's grainy old. Fucking pictures that like don't even look real.
And she would just like flash us like a diseased penis.
You know what? They should make it like look really scary. Just to like, you know, just to scare us.
Are you scared? Well, you should be because you're on scare tactics.
Love scare tactics.
You get pregnant and then you die.
Yeah,
that's what happens.
Don't have sex in the missionary position. Don't have sex standing up. Don't have sex. Scare tactics. And I love...
What did they do
Tracy
here again?
Morgan?
The show? Oh,
Scare Tactics. It was a candid camera show where they would put contestants in like a horror movie type situation and scare them. Like, all right, you're going to be working the night shift at this museum and like something comes out and scares them.
Yeah. I actually really liked it. I thought it was
But they were done really well. Like there was like a whole build. Like it just like.
I like the Carbonara effect. Done. Have you ever seen clips of that show?
Yes. I used to love that show. But he's so unlikable.
Oh, I like him.
I don't know if it's something about his acting that throws me off.
Because he's like a magician. Like, he has this type of personality where he needs to be on top of things. But like the one where you get the juicer where he's just like, oh yeah, it's just
he's
put in
really
one apple
though.
And it's like a whole gallon of
it's
apple
just
juice.
It's funny how like it's like people like just seeing the people's disbelief. They're like, oh my God, I'll get a couple. Like the fact that they are now buying a couple of oranges because they think
I think on the spot they go, you're on the show. But they're just.
Oh, you think those are staged, those reactions?
They definitely let them know at the end of it. Like, by the way, we're pranking
you.
Do you want to sign off?
The end of it is fine, but not like. They don't know that they're being pranked in the beginning. In that case, they're actors. They're just acting.
They're just like, how is it doing that? That's coming from one orange? And then like, it's just boom.
It's just bullshit. Now looking at it, how fake that shit looks.
I don't know. I think I'd fall for that.
Damn. They should have made it come out just a little bit slower.
Have you seen the time loop one where he's like working at a factory and he makes it and they're like putting up a vase. The vase crashes. Yes. He distracts him. Suddenly the vase disappears. But they run the whole moment all over again with like a guy coming in going, hey, I'm clocking out. And the dude is like, am I on crack?
That would have put me in the hospital that moment. I would have completely lost myself there. Or the one that was like the cat or the old lady turns into a cat.
Is this on Scare Tactics or Carbonara?
Carbonara effect.
Oh, kind of yes.
I think, right? Or maybe that was just like a prank show, like a separate side little prank show where he was just like, they're working at some shop. And the old lady turns into a cat.
I don't know if I saw that episode.
Maybe it wasn't Carbonara. Maybe it was just like another little sideshow. In that moment, I would just immediately start looking around for a camera. Like before I believe that type of shit, I just start looking around before.
The best was that one show that was like another similar type thing like this. But the guy was in a coffee shop. It was like a bunch of people in a coffee shop. And then like went up the wall.
That girl freaks out or she like is like,
yes.
And then moves the chairs.
That's my favorite.
The best.
Oh, they
were promoting what movie? I think the Lazarus Effect.
I think it was Paranormal Effect or maybe Lazarus Effect.
Something like that. I remember seeing that. I'm like, that's a damn good fucking campaign. That is so smart. Just seeing people's faces. Because in that moment, like what would you do? Would you like pull out your phone? Would you run right out what would you do as a human if you saw some crazy shit like that happening in a coffee shop?
I don't know. If I saw a girl telekinesis move a whole bunch of chairs, I would definitely walk closer to the door
and then and pull out your phone.
And then I'd be like, I'm out. I think I'd run. I grab my wife first.
Was it this?
Oh, Carrie. Yes.
Oh yeah. He like knocks the coffee on her laptop. She's like, oh, what have you done? It makes her angry.
The acting was a little kind of fooey in this, but
like, what?
Are you kidding me? Imagine. Oh, but dude, older people.
Yeah.
give a damn heart attack.
Yeah.
Of course.
The devil.
How do they get these people in the damn cafe? Like a lot of these people in the corner have to be like actors.
Oh, too. Easier than you think. Yeah.
But then do they hire someone like, oh, go here and pick up some coffee?
No. I think they just wait till somebody walks in because I'm sure they're on a really busy street.
Okay.
Where at least one person is going to walk in if they see a coffee shop is there. Just like, I'm sure these people have even never been in this building before. It's just like they're just walking somewhere and they're like, oh, a new coffee shop.
Speaking of coffee shop, did you see Crumbles like new drink?
Is that true? The amount of sugar that's in that?
Outrageous.
It's like 186 grams
of sugar.
There's no way. A dozen Krispy Kreme donuts and what? 5 cans of Coke?
No,
it
was
12 Krispy Kremes.
No, it was more than, it was way more than that. The amount of sugar that was in there.
Oh.
This is obviously for PR, right? Like they know it's ridiculous.
I can't believe it's illegal.
People are going to talk about this.
Oh yeah,
should people, I try
of,
it?
Of course. I mean, have a sip. Don't drink the whole thing. Zane might have it on a if he's having
would,
a day.
I would take a sip. I would never. I mean, drinking all that
Zane
would fucking
like,
ruin
yeah,
my day.
Yeah, just a sip. They're like, all right, throw it away. No, just put it there. Like,
but you know what? I bet you it doesn't even taste like 186 grams of sugar, and that's scary.
What does it taste like? Okay, it has Red Bull, Mountain Dew, pineapple, strawberry puree, coconut cream.
Heath, that's the shit that you order at Swig. What do you mean?
Stop.
That's
sugar-free.
They should, yeah, just make it sugar-free. What the fuck?
19 Krispy Kreme donuts. And now that I could do.
I've done that before.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
How many do you think you could smash right now in one sitting? Just
6?
Dozen. Easy.
Oh, yeah. Easily a dozen.
I can't do a dozen.
I can do a dozen.
If I was hungry.
If you really... Well, you don't like sugar.
Not really. I would get disgusted by the sweetness after the 6. 6, I'm really reaching for. I could have 1 and be done and not even crave a second.
I could have just 3 and it would have the same effect on me as just like a bite.
A 0.
I'd be like, that was just a starter.
Like I haven't had
oh,
any.
Yet. Just getting
that, started. That tastes good. I think I'll have some more.
That was an appetizer.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No. A dozen when it's not fresh. When it's fresh, 30. Because it just goes down easier.
30 Krispy Kreme.
Yes, if it's fresh,
Zane.
You take it, you put it in your mouth,
it, like
you don't even
candy,
feel it.
It just dissolves. Like, you're just like, where did
but,
it go?
But it would have to be like during like a movie or something. Like if there was a box in front of me and I was just kind of going at it the whole time. Like to sit there
you're
in front of
yourself.
It, like at a dinner table and like that's my focus.
Yeah.
I might just get like tired of eating. But if it was just...
But I need napkins. Have- like, even after the first, I'm like, I gotta go wash my hands. And then you sit down and you're like, you know what? Let's do it.
Do it again.
And then you wash it down with a coffee and then just let the rest of the day take
That's all
on.
I need.
How was Nashville?
It was nice. It was chill. We did the CMA Fest like one night out of like the 4
okay.
that they had. And it was just Heath and I. We went to the Nissan Stadium. It's mm-hmm. weird. This festival, it was throughout like all of Broadway. So they shut down all the streets, like kind of surrounding the stadium, like on the Broadway side. And they had stages on the streets.
Oh, cool.
But walking through it, it didn't feel like a festival. It just felt like a normal day. It was really weird. And then we went straight to, we had to go over the bridge into Nissan Stadium and watch like a few shows in the Celsius box.
And then we left right after Red Clay Strays. Keith Urban was just starting to perform when we were leaving. So we got to see a little bit of him.
Yeah.
But everybody was great. Everybody sounded so good.
Nice.
Very chill crowd. I was surprised.
Yeah, everybody was very laid back.
Like looking down at every, you know, like normally when I'm like at a concert, just screaming everywhere. very chill.
Cool.
I was very surprised. And then, rest of the time, we kind of just chilled. I hung out with Tony a lot.
We got ice cream a few times.
Yeah, the Handles ice cream is so fucking
good. I had ice cream last night.
Have you ever had
heavy-handed
dip cone? Have you ever had Handles?
No. I just had one of those.
Heavy-handed dip cone, a little Funfetti dip cone?
I got the chocolate.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait, is it good?
Yeah, it's really good.
Did you try the
wish the whole flavor of the ice cream was Funfetti. I don't like that it's just the dip cone.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. They got
to
make
If you like a dipped cone, go to the Tasty Freeze at Wiener Schnitzel.
We went one time after Unfiltered.
With the Fruit Loop dip?
Yes.
Yeah, no, he was with us, I think.
Did I take you?
Yes. You took me. It was fucking delicious.
That is my shit, dude.
Yeah, no, that cone was crazy. At a place
go to Handles. Go to Handles one day.
They had these new flavors. It was a graham cracker flavor. And then also confetti brownie confetti brownie batter confetti
like a cosmic brownie
brownie batter
and taking those two flavors was absolutely insane. I've never had any flavor like that in my life.
Zane, I went last night
again
right after.
Did you get the quadruple?
I did a triple.
All right. Oh, you're having a light day.
Hamburger Heaven in Gardendale. It's the one that Patricia's dad doesn't run. They have a Fruity Pebble milkshake.
Ooh.
Right?
That sounds amazing.
I know.
I love the flavor of a Fruity Pebble milk.
Is this what you were talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, that looks like, No. That looks like one of those little fucking cheap ass brownies you get.
The cosmic brownies. That looks fucking awesome. No,
but the thing is that I don't really like cosmic brownies. It does not taste like that. It tastes 1,000 times better. I think they just called it that just so they could put colorful little sprinkles in it.
Well, cosmic brownies were good just to get you through the day as a kid. It was the only treat you were going to get.
It's not
just
a little hit of anywhere sweet. Near as good as even a shitty brownie. I think a shitty brownie is better than a cosmic brownie. Heath.
I like a zebra cake.
That's me?
A zebra cake is good.
Because it's like
the icing.
Oh, yeah.
Goodness.
Ugh, no way. Over a cosmic brownie, you're on crack.
Yeah.
No. Zebra cake was more filling. It takes away the hunger.
I just think they should put a little bit more icing in the middle.
I agree.
It was little too thin. And on the box, it would show it was this thick. It would show it thicker. It was not that thick.
Shout out Little Debbie. I mean, Little Debbie was
Y'all ran that shit.
What's the one that was a Christmas tree? I fucked with the
Christmas tree. Christmas tree was like a zebra cake.
Yeah, the same thing as zebra cake.
They would just do it for the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay. Seasonal.
Yeah, Little Debbie, she celebrated it all.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Little Debbie.
I love the box. Look at the box. Yep. It's so Christmassy.
It's so nostalgic.
Yeah.
I'm so pumped for Christmas, guys.
Do they sell those every Christmas, every holiday?
If not, bring them back. Little Debbie, you should be Little Debbie for Halloween.
That's pretty funny.
Zane just has
a box of just all this stuff handing them out.
Yes. That's actually a really good costume for a girl.
Oatmeal cream pie. Now that.
Those are good too.
Honey bun. Nutty Buddies. Honey buns, you get that out of a vending machine.
Damn, she had variety.
She didn't stop.
Wow.
That's so good. They should make a bakery. They should make a Little Debbie bakery.
Mini muffins. Mini muffins.
Addicting.
I didn't know they made those. I've only had Little Bites. I didn't know Little Debbie made these.
Look up the Little Debbie factory. I think it's in Cleveland, Tennessee, by where my brother used to live and where my grandparents are. Because there's also a Little Debbie park nearby that's got giant,
Is that why you were there the other day?
Turn it into Dollywood.
Maybe.
I want a Little Debbie roller coaster.
Okay. Oh, yeah, right there.
Slivering on a honey bun.
Yep.
A little zebra cake safari.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it's right outside of Chattanooga. Okay, Little Debbie.
Oh. Wait, you can't go inside, right? Or is it just the main factory?
I want to go to Little Debbie's house.
Is she still alive?
She got arrested. She had to serve She had to serve time.
Free Little Debbie.
Free Little Debbie. She was Debbie. It's a real person, actually. Debbie McKee Fowler.
Oh, she's a Fowler?
Yeah.
I have Fowler families.
Oh, okay. So you related to Little Deb?
I think so.
So yeah, she basically inspired the iconic brand in 1960 when her grandfather used her name in illustration. God, can you imagine being her sister? Michelle,
It had to be an only daughter because I feel like they both would have been on there. Little Debbie's.
Her little straw hat. Is she still with us?
Oh, could be.
She's a fox. You just damn.
Fucking stunner.
Oh.
Oh my God. She looks sweet. She's
she
real.
Looked like she shows up at a potluck.
Oh yeah.
Like yep. Little Debbie is showing up.
With the best stuff.
She is the sweetest. You could tell.
Oh yeah. She's going to church.
Not a bad bone in her body.
But the jacket she's wearing, kind of psychedelic.
She probably dabbled with acid here and there.
Yeah, a little bit.
With all that money, she was probably bored.
Have to.
All right, guys, we're going to end this shindig. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode. You can check out these episodes every Monday, audio form on all podcast platforms, and every Tuesday, video form on YouTube.com/Zane and Heath.
And if you want to check out The Unwind, make sure to go to our Patreon, patreon.com/Zane and Heath. We keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single podcast episode. We do early access, ad-free. You get a bonus episode every month, a live Q&A every single month. And again, it's on patreon.com/Zane and Heath.
All right, Unwind, we'll see you right now. Everybody else, see you next week.
Right now.
Peace.
And blessings. And toodles. Blessings.
Toodles.
Experience the freedom of finding the one at Haverty's. Right now, everything is on sale, from sofas, sectionals, bedroom furniture, and more. Come find your style and celebrate this summer at Haverty's, online or in Columbus at Polaris.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.